BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's what's coming up today. After 7, the Posh Radio 4 lady with some more of what you've been saying this week on email on Dear Scott. After 7.30, the worst-kept secret on Radio 1, Nicole Scherzinger, X Factor judge, will be on the phone with Scott Mills. After 8, star of hits including No Regrets, Dappy will be here live. After 8.30, more fun and games with new Radio 1 Breakfast Show host Nick Grimshaw. We called him again yesterday. After 9, we'll speak to Hugh Stevens at the Reading Festival. At 9.30, Innuendo Bingo. And that's today, this morning, between now and 10 on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, about 8pm yesterday evening, I received a call from my friend Chris here.
Hello.
Who claimed to have had 2 beers. Actually, you didn't sound like you were off.
No. No, not at all.
But I had one of those phone calls where I know something weird's about to happen because he's got a real excitable sound in his voice. Hey, Millsy! Hello, I was at home.
I was made aware of a situation last night, and as soon as this situation entered my mind, I realised that this will be the situation that I would be encountering.
It'll be the end of you as well.
No, it won't. It's all good.
It will.
So,
you know, you've been burning that candle at both ends lately.
No.
This is not going to help.
Well, not this week.
No, you haven't this week. But I'm just saying in future, when we go back to our normal time of 1pm, you're still going to be doing this, and that will not be acceptable for me.
Last night, I may have stayed in a youth hostel next to work.
When we say next to work, literally, it's the next door down from Radio 1. It's right next to us.
And I've never done this before.
So I had a call last night. There's a youth hostel next to work. I know, Chris. This is brilliant news. It's 20 quid.
Well, because generally...
I don't have to go home.
Oh, God. Well, generally, London is very expensive.
It is. There's not many places you could stay for 20 quid.
I mean, what's incredible is it felt like a lion this morning. I could literally leave the hostel at 5 to 6 and walk straight to work.
And be at work at 4 minutes to 6.
Yeah. I mean, it was great.
So, you had your first experience in a youth hostel last night.
Yeah. Well, I rang you and said, Scott, I've found a youth hostel next to where I've been told about this youth hostel. Should I stay in it?
I've got to admit, I said yes because I thought it would be a brilliant idea for the show.
Right. Well, I thought you meant yes as in, yeah, it's a great idea, Chris. You're right next to work. It's an early morning.
I've never done it, and I think it's an experience. I mean, there was that hotel down the road that I used to live in for a little bit because I couldn't be bothered to go home when I did early breakfast.
I urge you to stay in this youth hostel.
I was like that one off of Fawlty Towers. I was like Major.
The Colonel.
Morning, Fawlty. That was me.
Wasn't it? Was it the Colonel? No.
The Major.
Oh, was it Major?
Yeah.
All right.
I was like, I knew all the menus, I knew all the staff. And this is what it's going to become like for you now at the youth hostel right next door.
It's so good.
So what happened? So you went for a couple of beers last night with some people from here.
Yeah.
And then you...
Well, it got a little bit late. By late, I mean late by getting up at this kind of time standard.
Right.
So then I thought, well, it's a long journey home, back to Watford, sort of way, about an hour. And I thought, do you know what, I could stay out for another drink, but then stay in the youth hostel.
Yeah. So you checked into the YMCA.
Is that the YMCA?
Sure is.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
This is you.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Listen to the lyrics, this is your life now. You can get yourself clean and have a good meal. Listen.
You can get yourself clean. You can have a good meal.
And
you can do whatever you feel.
You can do whatever you feel.
No, it was none of that.
Quite weird that I knew the lyrics.
It wasn't really any of that.
Did you not have a good meal?
No.
Did you get yourself clean?
Not particularly.
Did you do whatever you feel?
No.
Right, okay, I'm going to play a track now. I need to speak to you about this much, much more detail after 7. There's so many questions I've got.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you've just switched us on this morning, bank holiday weekend, yes, and
my friend Chris here decided to stay in a youth hostel last night.
I mean, you make it sound like a bad thing.
Right next to Radio 1 it is. So he thought to himself, do I spend all that money travelling home after having a couple of drinks, or do I allow myself up to an hour lying and save money?
And have another drink.
Because it is literally next door to Radio 1. And the hostel experience was a good one for you.
I mean, it was... I won't lie, it was weird when I woke up this morning and I was in the bottom bunk and I was sharing a room with, like, four other blokes.
Right, did you get to know them? Did you
make
friends? No,
not at all. I think I was probably a nightmare. I mean, what do you call it? Guest?
Mm.
Because I woke up very early this morning, obviously, to come here.
Did you set your alarm?
Yeah, of course.
So you woke all of them up?
Yeah.
Three other blokes that you'd never met before.
But no one knew each other.
No.
There must be a TV show in this, surely.
Definitely. So, when you rang me last night at about 8 o'clock, going, there's a youth hostel next door to Radio 1. This is brilliant news. It's £20. I don't have to go home. Then you went through with it.
Yeah.
And then what happened next? So there's a bar in there, right?
There is a bar in there, yeah.
And you can buy pizza.
Yeah, at a very reasonable rate. It was good fun.
And when you finally get to that point where you think, okay, I want to have a sleep now, where do you go? What happens?
Have you never done this before?
Never, no.
You're blatantly going to end up doing this. It's brilliant.
Well, now I know it's there, yeah.
So it only costs £20. For round London, that's really good.
Yes.
And you just go to reception, say, I'd like to stay here the night, please. And they give you a bed. It's amazing.
So it's you and three other boys, and it's a bunk bed situation?
Yeah, bunk beds are on, yeah.
Right. Is it like prison?
Well, no, because does someone come you can leave.
Does someone serve you gruel?
No, there's no gruel.
Is there lights out?
No. Actually, I don't know. Yeah, maybe there is.
And did you do all your chores?
What do you mean?
Because you have to do chores if you stay there.
It's not prison, Scott.
No, I've just looked it up.
What chores do you have to do?
You have to do chores 1 hour a day, and that's why it's so cheap. I'm not even joking.
I think
1 hour. No, it says 1 hour cleaning or chores that the youth hostel choose.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't do any
chores.
Didn't
do those.
No.
Right, well, that's handy, isn't it? Because they're right next door. They know where to find you.
Yeah. I'm blatantly going to be there again, though.
Chores.
I might stay there every night.
Don't. This is a slippery slope, Chris.
Why?
Because you'll never go home and you'll end up living in the youth hostel. Can I just ask? I've got so many questions. When you went in, were there two top-heavy Slovakian lovelies luring you in?
Why?
Why don't you come to the hostel? Come in, there's a sauna. You've not seen that film?
No, I haven't, no.
I suggest that this weekend you watch Hostel, and actually Hostel 2, equally horrific.
A couple of...
You want to come to the sauna? There's no really pretty girls on the entrance saying, like, on the reception. Tell me honestly.
Honestly, no. In fact, there was one.
Right, there we are. See, that's her luring you in.
And I should be worried about this.
Was there a... Did they mention the part... I know there's a bar. Was there a sauna?
I don't think there was a sauna, no.
Right. Well, they say that now. So there's one hot Eastern European girl on reception.
Oh, I mean, there was one reasonably attractive.
Right, well, that's the one that you need to be aware of.
I haven't seen this film. Is it...
Well, yeah, watch it this weekend. And, like, can you charge your phone?
Ah, no, and to combat this, I gave it to a lovely, in fact, the same girl on reception who...
Not the one that says come to the sauna.
Well, she didn't say come to the sauna.
Oh, no, so now she's confiscated your phone.
No,
well,
she...
Well, that's good, isn't
no,
it?
No, she offered to charge my phone.
Have you brushed your teeth?
Yeah. No.
Have you had... You haven't, have you?
No. Why are we going into this?
Have you had a wash?
Yeah. No.
Right.
Look.
Have you changed your underwear?
No, but, you know, I can use the Radio 1 shower if needs be. But
well,
you've
I wouldn't
always
do that.
Me. Anyway, the
that's
whole
worse
point
than
this,
going into the sauna.
But the whole thing with this hostel thing was I rang you about 8 o'clock, said, look, there's an option here. Mm. I've just discovered there's a hostel next to Radio 1. Should I stay there? And you were like, definitely yes.
Yeah.
Whatever
I
do.
I knew it would be great material for this morning.
Right, well...
You won't stay in one after watching Hostel.
Okay.
You know the beautiful lady?
Mm.
Did she take your passport?
No. It was all good. Honestly, it was all fine.
Also, how old are you now?
25. Don't sound too old
you
for
are.
Youth hostelling. That's
you know,
ridiculous.
Like yesterday we were talking about how you're too old for X Factor and now they've bumped up the age.
Yeah.
But last year you would have been the 25 and overs.
Mm.
You would have been like Wagner.
Yes.
And Tesco Mary.
Yeah.
But now they've raised it to 28, so you've got a good couple of years, yeah. But you do have to tick that other box. You're not 16, 24 anymore. Like on questionnaires, you're now 25 to 40.
Right.
A few people are saying that you're too old to stay in there and you shouldn't
well,
be in
ridiculous.
There.
Well, that's...
In Bavaria, someone says that you'd have been chucked out.
Really?
Yeah, 25. Uh-uh. I'm just getting more texts about this all the time.
Yeah.
But...
Well...
Yeah, no, apparently no, you're no longer a youth.
Well, I disagree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people watched Hostel over the last week. I think it was on TV. Matt's been on. I watched Hostel last night. My girlfriend Hannah made me turn it off. I'm not saying that all... I mean, I don't want to say that all youth hostels are like that, because generally most people stay there without any incident, like you last
yes,
night.
Yes, I had a lovely time.
You had a lovely time with three Eastern European lads and what? One Brazilian.
No, wait. Sorry, no. I don't know I don't know where these lads in my room were from.
All right.
I didn't really speak to them.
This is Radio 1. So many more questions, but no time.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, dear Scott, Posh Radio 4 lady with what you're saying this week. Send me an email if you want.
Hi, Scott. I love your show and listen almost every day. But could I make a suggestion? I think Chris should become more of a feature on the show. Last week, when he was doing his little reviews for the free Edinburgh Fringe shows, was hilarious. Seeing as he takes lunch quite seriously, maybe you could send him out somewhere each week and he can write reviews of what he had, the atmosphere, etc. Love you, bye. Kayla from Glasgow, X.
Yeah, you could be like the new Michael Winner.
I'm having a lovely lunch at the Wolseley.
I like that I've been spotted, though, as potential...
Talent
on the show.
Yeah. Took a while, eh?
Yeah.
But thanks for your idea. I don't want you to do food reviews because you'll just take everything so seriously.
I would love that.
He's already wanging on about what to have for breakfast this morning.
It's a good one today.
Takes it so seriously.
Hi, Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, Chris, and the PR4L.
Hello.
I'm going on a work trip tomorrow to Crewe, and we are travelling first class on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never travelled first class before, and seeing as though you are so well travelled, can you tell me if you get free drinks? Thanks. Love you. Shona, off of Greenock, near Glasgow. Heart smiley, XX.
First class on the train?
Right.
You normally get... If it's a really good one, you will get someone coming around going, tea, coffee, tea. At the very worst, what will happen is you actually have to go to the buffet car yourself, present your first class ticket, and then claim your free teas and coffees.
Do you remember when we went to Darlington... And I think this was the only time I've ever been first class on a train. And I was given a shepherd's pie.
Yes.
It was... Do you remember that?
Yes. That's because we did the weekend first thing. We're like, £5? Yes,
yeah.
Please. Let's go to the big seats.
And they... Yeah, big seats were on. And they also offered food. And yes, it was a shepherd's pie. It was a pie, like with, you know, what you'd expect with a pie, filled with shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
And it was lovely.
Double pie. And sometimes you will get a trolley, a lady with or a man with a trolley coming around going, cakes,
yes.
Biscuits, tea, coffee. There we are. Hope that helps. Next.
Good day, Scott and the team. I think you should do an entire show in an Australian accent. That would be brilliant and totes amaze to listen to. Just a little suggestion. Love you all long time. Laura, off of Dumfries. Smiley, XXX.
It's a good idea, Laura, but not me. I think Chris should do the whole show in an Australian accent.
Well, I can't do an how's that going to work?
Well, try it for us again now.
We all know what's going to happen here. I can't do the Australian accent.
Give
I
it
look
a little
foolish.
Go on, it's Friday. Say it's Friday.
It's Friday, mate. I mean, it's always awkward afterwards because it's a bad impression.
Do your American.
Give me something to say.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner. I'm Chris, I'm American. It's just, it's rubbish. I know it's rubbish, but there's nothing I can do.
G'day, Scott and the team. I think you should do an entire show in an Australian accent. That would be brilliant and totes amazed to listen to you. Just a little suggestion. Love you all long time. Laura, off of Dumfries. Smiley, XXX.
See, that's the PR for L, who can definitely do a better Aussie accent than you.
Yeah.
I can do an... the only one I can do is slightly posh Melbourne. People that are, like, really middle class from Melbourne, where their words go really slow.
Yeah.
That's my favourite.
Yes, I'd love to join in. But
I know you would, but you can't.
Yeah.
And next...
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS, and, of course, the PR4L. You may remember earlier this year you were talking about how you love it when artists do their own songs in different languages.
Yep.
While our family were on holiday in France a couple of weeks ago, we had the French radio on, and they constantly played a lovely song by Simple Plan and Sean Paul. We were very confused. Why on earth was Sean Paul on a French song? So you can imagine our surprise when we got back and heard the song being played on Radio 1 in English. We've sent you the link to the French version of Summer Paradise. Love you, bye. Rachel and Zoe, aged 13 and 11, off of Kirtlington. P.S. We love your show and the podcast.
I like it when they do songs in different languages. And most people, it seems, these days, do record in French. A lot of people, anyway. We got this off cassette.
Mon cœur s'enfonce et je m'envole dans cet avion qui m'emmène loin de toi.
Just immediately sounds more exotic, doesn't
yes.
it?
J'ai du mal à croire qu'on se quitte. Dis-moi que c'est bien la dernière fois.
So it starts off normal enough and then...
Cause I remember every sunset.
They're mixing it up. So it goes English, French, English, and then Sean Paul.
That's no good for anyone.
I know. That's confusing. Like, either do it in one or the other.
Yes.
And also, notice how Sean Paul opted out of any French whatsoever. Cop out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it started last week. And when that happens, you know that basically you'll be staying in every Saturday night until Christmas. X Factor is back on. And Nicole Scherzinger, we can now speak to on the phone. Hey, Nicole. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm really good. Are you in Los Angeles?
I'm in LA. It's morning there for you, right?
Yes, it's early in the morning. I feel like I'm interrupting your evening.
I'm in the studio, actually, recording my album. I just took a break from the booth.
Hello.
Say, what's up?
So I imagine that you've been like a massive mansion, like one of the ones you see on judges' houses, with like scented candles everywhere and big staircases and lots of minimal lighting. And then you are speaking to me on a phone in a massive chair, a bit like a throne, and then, like, on a terrace, talking to me now, overlooking LA at night, but you're not.
No, but let's go back to that happy place.
Yeah. So you,
are I have you... a pretty cool studio here in Los Angeles. It's really nice. It's home to me, so it's cozy, and there are candles when I record, and nice, comfy, cozy couch I'm talking to you on.
Okay, so it's not a million miles away from what I just described.
Not a million miles.
So, are you spending all night in the studio?
Yeah, I pretty much live here. When I'm not on a plane and doing X Factor and photo shoots and singing, I'm here.
So what time are you getting this morning, like your time? 6, 7 a.m. and then finish and then go to sleep?
I'll probably get in around 5 a.m. and then wake up in a few hours and then go to soul cycling and then be in the studio by noon.
I saw your Twitter about soul cycling. What's that?
Soul cycling is this thing. It started in New York, and they just brought it to L.A., and I want to bring it to London. It's spinning class.
Oh.
But super cool. It's, like, beyond spinning. It's, like, a club, and it's, like, only candle lit, and it's, like, inspiring and empowering. They're like, be the warrior. You can do it. Let go of your demons. Rawr! hurt, yeah.
So is it like spinning and therapy at the same time?
It's, I swear to you, it's spinning and therapy at the exact same time.
So you're pedaling away and they're going, you can do it, you're a warrior!
Yes.
I love it, it sounds
so
LA.
Because you're exhausted and you're pushing yourself beyond the limits physically, so then mentally and spiritually and everything, you release as well, you push yourself, so it feels good. We're getting deep here.
You're a machine. Now, we've got the second episode of X Factor tomorrow night here in the UK. You're the new judge.
Yes, sir.
We're seeing the early auditions at the moment, so it's a mix of you and people like Mel B and Anastasia. Why didn't someone realise when they had to start filming and employ you from the very start of the show?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's great that they got to have people like Mel B and Anastasia, and I know they have a lot of other guest judges coming up too, so they get to mix it up, have different flavours.
I just think they should have got you on board from day one, Nicole.
Well, they asked me to guest judge as well. I just originally came on to guest judge one show in London. And then the first day I was there, they asked me to stay permanently.
It's because you're the best.
You little... You get in my pocket, you.
I loved Mel B last week, though, because she couldn't be bothered with anything. She was like, ugh, this is boring.
Oh, she was ruthless. I loved it.
I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, she gave Simon Cowell a run for his money.
I know, I love that. So what we did see on last week's show was the girl who didn't want to be labelled as a Pink tribute act and then did a Pink song.
You saw the, no, baby,
no. Baby, no.
That's what everyone says in my studio. When something goes wrong, they say, no, baby, no.
I love that, because you actually stood up as well.
Yeah, I don't know what I was going to do, really. I was just kind of frustrated. I was like, somebody needs to teach this girl some manners.
I liked it that you could have waded in there, you know, and just kind of taken her down, if possible.
I had Talisa by my side to get my back.
Yeah, she...
Sit down. Stay. What did she say?
I think Talisa would have helped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, baby, no.
That was the most extreme reaction I've seen on this show for 9 years.
I think it was... Lou even said he's never seen that before. That was pretty intense. It was unexpected as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, these are these people's dreams. You know what I mean? And her emotions got to her. She's sensitive and... Hopefully, maybe when she looks back, she'll be like, maybe I overreacted, but,
possibly, yes. Right. So does this mean you won't obviously be doing the US X Factor now like you did last year?
No, baby.
So you chose us over America.
Yeah, I'm faithful. This is where I got my start.
I love this. What's the difference between the UK and the US one, or are they exactly the same?
No, I think it's more fun over here. There's a lot more characters. The talent is really raw and homegrown.
What that actually means is that America has more people that can actually sing and we have more freaks.
No.
Yes.
No, it's always like, it seems to be more about bigger voices in America, but over here it's like really interesting tones and characters, and it's beautiful, the talent over here. I'm really impressed. I'm blown away.
There's more work to do on our ones, I think.
I don't know. Wait till you see the talent this year.
Really?
I'm up for the work, though.
What's the best category this year?
I don't know. It could be any one of them. I think we have really strong contenders in all the categories.
Nicole, that was me trying to catch you out, but it didn't work, did it?
Ah-ha-ha!
So you're ahead of us, so you must be filming Judges' Houses quite soon.
Yeah, I film my Judges' Houses.
Where you have to sit in a big house somewhere in the world and pretend it's yours?
I mean, I do have many houses around the world.
I know you do, darling.
Oh, this old resort? Yes, honey, that's mine.
Yes.
Home, sweet home.
So is it one of your 27 houses around the world?
Yes, darling.
Wow. I can't wait to see it. And how are you getting on with the other judges? Gary, he loves you.
Yeah, I love all the other judges. I do. I get along really well with them.
Had you met Talisa before doing this show?
No, I'd never met Talisa. She's such a cool chick.
Have you met Sunita yet?
Yeah, I just met Sunita the other day.
She did a Judge's Houses once dressed only in a leaf.
A what?
Just a big leaf off a tree.
A leaf?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was the talk of the nation for some time.
Well, I bet she made that leaf look good. I'm sure there's a lot of guys wishing they were that leaf holding on to those branches.
Well, listen, Nicole, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Alrighty. Thanks, you guys.
Love you, bye.
Big kiss to all my fans out there.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Look, everyone, it's Dappy.
Yes, sir.
Good
Thank
morning.
Thank you for having me. How you been, bro?
All right. How are you?
Amazing. What have you had for breakfast today?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about this. There's a weird deep in egg right now.
I'm starving. It feels like my belly's playing drum and bass right now.
You can have some cold beans if you want.
All right. How have you been?
Yeah, really good. We really missed you in Edinburgh this year.
Yeah? How was it?
It was good. I can't believe that was a year ago. Pretty much a year ago to the week, Dappy was one of our first guests on the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh.
That was amazing.
Got sat on by various drag queens, just kind of watched the cabaret in amazement. Then we went out afterwards.
I've got some amazing photos from this.
There's some good pictures from that night.
Yeah.
I swapped shirts with you. Still haven't got the shirt back.
Look at how sexy me and you look together, Scott.
Don't we, though?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
That's beautiful.
So, this year, Fazer did it.
Yeah.
And he was equally astounded by the talent on stage.
Yeah, did you have... Who's that geezer we had last time? Nicholas Epifemiou.
Angelos.
Angelos.
Oh, yeah, Angelos grilled you, didn't he?
He got me, man. Got me. He's all right, though.
We didn't have Angelos this year. Hey, listen, I was outside round the corner when your car pulled up.
Yeah.
And one of your fans outside was like, Dappy's here! He's here! Dappy's here! I'm like, I know, I just saw him. Dappy's here. He's inside, he's waiting for you. Get down there, Dappy's here.
They were here before me this morning. Yeah,
yeah. They were here from like 5:30.
They're wild, man. I love them. They're just so dedicated and, you know, I hope I'm giving them what they want on this album. So,
Is it the same people?
No, you know what? I used to have a very young fan base, but now it's definitely growing. So, yeah, it's just a journey.
There's one 45-year-old that shouldn't be out there at this time of morning. I say it to her face. It's like, seriously, what are you doing? Go home, you've probably got kids.
Okay, good.
Right, it's fine if you're 15. Hang around waiting for a pop star, but love, go home.
Yeah, I hear that.
Anyway, so Fazer was here earlier in the week. He's left you a message, actually.
Has he?
So you haven't spoken recently.
Nope.
Hang on, here we are.
That's Fazer, man. Where are you, man? I ain't spoke to you for a couple of days. You still ain't been on Twitter and promoted my single for me. What's going on, bro? Holler at me, brother. Fazer.
How could he dig me like that? He just dig me in the ribs, guy.
I'm not being funny, but... Is it your sole mission in life to promote his song on Twitter?
No, but I should do. I should be doing that.
I like that he signs it off with Fazer at the end. like his voicemail.
That's just Fazer, man. Where are you, man? I spoke to you for a couple of days.
Sounds like he's sitting next to me. Where are you, Fazer? Stop teasing me.
Very seat.
I miss that boy, man. I miss Talisa too.
I know.
I miss them, definitely.
Well, you're all very busy with your own thing.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Talisa's being the female boss still.
Yeah, she is. She's
pretty good last week.
Yeah.
Fazer's doing his thing at, like... In between watching weird acts at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, obviously he has a solo career as well.
What was the highlight of the night?
Fazer's face when he was watching a man called Barry Morgan, who plays an organ. We'll try and get you the video in a minute, hang on. Fazer was like, I don't understand what's happening. A bit like you last year.
It was just gazing
the,
and just
the
like,
weirdest thing ever.
And where was it again? Well, Glasgow or
Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
Yeah. Hey, listen, next time you have to be in here early for Radio 1, do you have to come from far away?
Do you know what? I've been in the studio all night up to 8 o'clock in the
morning. I knew you would have been.
You know that, bro. Yeah. I've got one song to finish and an intro for my Bad Intentions album, so I'm literally so close.
So did you come from the studio just now?
Yes.
And what time are you there from?
Since yesterday night, approximately 8 o'clock in the evening till 7 in the afternoon. Then my manager come and kidnapped me. But it was all good because I'm all coming to see you. So it's all good.
What, so they're like, it's time to go. It's time to go and see Scott.
I was like, no. I was like, oh, Scott, yeah, come on, we'll go. Yeah.
Do you fall asleep in the studio?
I fell asleep in the car this morning.
But I hope Scott hasn't ruined, like, were you onto a really good song last night or something? And now
interrupted the artistry.
No, it's been a song that I've been on for over... 2-3 months, but I need to finish it because I know it's a huge one.
I feel bad now. It's my fault that he's not finished it. So the first thing that happened when you were asleep in the car, and the first thing you got is that 45-year-old going, "Get out of the car!
Get out of the car!
Scott, Dappy's here!"
It was the geezer with a lens.
He's here,
trying to get a big camera in the face. Yeah.
Did you also see the guy outside who's the world's youngest paparazzi?
Is he a young guy?
He's literally 10.
Wow.
But he's got a lens like bigger than his own face. Have you seen the one?
I've
mean?
Yeah, I've
he's always
seen
outside
him.
Radio 1. He's like, "Oh, Scott, When's Dappy coming in?
What?
Is it 8 or 8:30? Right, 8 o'clock.
That voice is amazing.
Look out for him. The world's youngest paparazzi.
Yeah?
You'll notice him now.
Okay,
right. So this is a guy called Barry Morgan. This is the one that Fazer was like, what is going
on? Video
in Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. Watch this video. I'll play you, if you're listening right now, what happened when we heard from Barry Morgan.
All right, yes, I'm Barry Morgan from Barry Morgan's World of Organs in Adelaide, Australia. And I'm travelling around the world sharing the joy of the organ and teaching my world-famous one-finger method.
Watch this video when you get to work today. It's one of my favourites. Look at his face. He's the number one organ salesman in South Australia.
Wow.
That's pretty much all he does. Gets the audience to clap, but it's all in his facial expressions. Dappy doesn't know what to say.
What did you lot do after? I'm more interested in what you did after.
After, we didn't go out with him.
Serious?
If I was there,
I would have sorted it all out.
Well, I know you would.
Phaser came out.
Phaser came out, yeah?
We ended up in a club.
Wow. Close by again.
A club that he wouldn't normally...
A different one to your one.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the same one.
That was wicked, man.
It was a fun night. You have to try and come next year.
Definitely. No one invited me this time. I'm upset.
Well, I think our diaries clashed.
You wanted Phaser instead?
No, it wasn't like that. Anyway, the reason I'm asking where you were before is next time you have to be in here early, Chris discovered this last night, there is a youth hostel right next door to Radio 1. Literally, 30 seconds walk. So, stay there the night.
Yeah.
Get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, you probably have to be up really early for this. You could have woken up at 15 minutes past 8 this morning.
And they woke me up at 5:30.
Right, yeah. And you would have been here at 8:17, ready to do the interview by now. Whoa. Chris is all over it. He's like, he didn't realise that it was right next door.
It's a new thing for me, this, right? So, to allow myself another beer last night, I stayed in this youth hostel next to Radio 1.
Wow.
It's changed my life.
You have to spend the night in a bunk bed with three other blokes you've never met before.
Wow.
Like, give me my pillow back, bro.
Yeah, a bit like that.
I thought someone had robbed my shirt at one point.
What? Like, someone robbed
your shirt? Because you sort of keep all your clothes next to your bed. And then I woke up and I couldn't find my T-shirt anywhere. I was like,
is it a boarding?
It's like prison, Dappy.
It's bunk beds.
I was gonna say that.
No, it's not. But that's what I've got in my head. But apparently he had a lovely time. He's going to do it again tonight.
Brilliant, yeah.
In fact, he's probably going to stop renting from his mum now and actually just live there.
Wow.
Brilliant.
It'd probably work out cheaper, you know.
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
Right, should we talk about this song and play it then?
Love to, bro.
Good intention.
I'm just trying to figure out the youth hostel. I'm trying to see that.
Well, if you want him to save your space in the bunk bed below... It's the offers there next time you've got coming.
Why is his clothes getting taken and whatnot?
Well, you just don't know, do you?
You don't know who you're in with.
You don't know who, like, you don't meet the people before. You literally go in to the room. It sleeps four. There's four bunk beds. And then you just go to sleep.
But,
and then when you wake up, sometimes, like, he thought his shirt had gone, but it hadn't. He just lost it in the dark.
Why don't you just come stay in my house? My house is 2 minutes down the road, bro.
Is it?
Literally.
Oh, don't tell him that. He'll be there all the time now.
Better option.
I think it is, actually, Chris.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Good intentions, tell me.
Yes. I just wanted to try something very different. I think I have. Obviously, on this album, I needed to establish a lot of genres of music to make sure I show that I'm diverse. And this is definitely one of my styles. And I thought, let me get my Ed Sheeran on, you know? And but, so it's definitely emotional to me. It means a lot to me. And, I think this is... If I can't attend an interview one time, all I have to do is give them a song, because to me, that song is an interview within itself, I believe. So, yeah, okay. It explains me as a person.
So everyone should listen to the words carefully.
Most definitely, Scott.
All right, this is Dappy and Good Intentions on BBC Radio 1. Just checking Twitter, Luke Clark is in love with your new tune.
Wow, amazing.
Also, Jack says, I love this new style from Dappy. He should adopt that style for more of his songs.
Oh,
new fan,
amazing.
Says Jack.
I love that.
See, that's you getting your Ed Sheeran on.
Of course.
I love it. I'm
trying to convert them, man.
Kate in Haven, I love this. Just got to work and it's put me in a good mood.
Oh, amazing. Fair enough. Amazing. Great.
Love it. Says Alex going to work in Slough. Loads of love for that.
Amazing.
Good intentions by Dappy on Radio 1.
Wow.
I listened to the words.
Definitely mean a lot.
That was probably recorded at 3 a.m.
You're right. How do you know?
Well, we were just talking about this. Why? And we talked to Nicole Scherzinger earlier, and she spent all night in the studio last night. Why is it the thing at night?
It's just, you know, when you see the daytime and you're behind a booth and you're in the mic and the mic's in front of you, you think to yourself, I just want to go outside and just, I don't know, play with the birds and now just, you know, just do something else. I don't want to be working on the mic right now.
That's the first thing I think in the daytime. I want to play with the birds.
Play with the birds.
You know what I mean? So when it comes to the nighttime, it's just, you get a spark. I don't know. Nighttime's definitely a time to record vocals.
Okay.
Especially when you're recording a deep song.
So you must be, you're saying that I interrupted the final song on your album?
But not you, my manager.
Oh, well, yeah, but to come in here.
Yeah, all right, you
so it's kind of my fault.
It's half and half then.
Yeah. So that must be a really good feeling. Like, you're pretty much at the end of the last song for your new album.
Yeah, definitely. Got one more song, and I've got an intro to do, and then I'm coming back here with it to make you play it.
Right, okay. To make you play it.
I'm playing.
I think you've got to force him.
You're doing an intro. What's the intro? Hello, I'm Dappy, and here's my new album.
It's called Me, basically. It's just introducing me as myself. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's called Me, yeah.
Very exciting. When are we getting that, then?
It's coming on approximately... When, guys? I think the beginning of October, I think.
The... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 8th of October.
8th of October.
Is that right?
How do you know that before me?
That's because there was a man, like, sticking his fingers up.
Hiya.
That's Monday, the 8th of October.
I take it he's with you, Dappy. Like, yeah. He's with some random guy.
I mean, it could have just been a guess from a random...
He is definitely with me.
Also, there's a couple of Twitter things happening today. Are you working with Rita Ora?
No, I don't think I am. Oh. I'd love to. She's great, though. She's definitely great.
Just a couple of Twitter things that are going around from people going, ask him if he's duetting with Rita Ora.
Oh, if we did, we'd make a massive record, obviously. But I think for now she's doing her thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you worked with anyone else on the album?
Obviously, Mr. Brian May himself. I'm glad we got him on there.
And, love him. Do you see him on the Olympics?
Yeah.
Legend.
I wish I was on there singing that with him. Anyway, so...
I did expect you to come out in the Olympics.
Do you remember
we had this conversation, Matt?
Yes.
It would have been amazing if you... When we saw Brian May, we were like, brilliant, Daffy's on.
Of course, just trying to get that album finished.
I'm not being funny, but Jessie J did enough that night.
Yeah, she killed it.
I mean, she was on everything. At the end, I expected her to come and close it as well and put the torch out.
Wow. She's great. We love Jessie.
Well, listen, it's really good to see you.
Yes.
When you've got the album finished, come and see us again.
Please.
It's always a pleasure.
Love you, Scotty. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, Dappy.
Yes, everybody. Sir.
Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily. I remember Kira, who we spoke to yesterday, who is waiting for her exam results, like loads of you were, waiting for her GCSEs. She's on now. Hi, Kira.
Hi.
Morning. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Now, we spoke to you yesterday as you were about to go into school to get your results.
Yeah.
And then we spoke to you again about 9:30, and you weren't that pleased with them, were you?
No, not really.
What did you get?
I think I got a C in English, a C in science.
See, it was so important yesterday, and now you're like, I think I got... I don't remember. I know, who cares? So tell me what's happened today.
After I talked to you, I went in to talk to, some of the teachers, because I got a D in maths, which means I couldn't get into sixth form. And then they said that I could get into the sixth form, but I have to retake maths again next year.
But you must be so happy that you've got in, because you didn't think you were going to get into that sixth form at all, did you?
No.
Yeah,
I'm really happy.
That's really good.
It's a great result.
Really, really good. Because, yesterday you sounded a little bit down about it, but you went to talk to them, and they were like, yeah, but just resit maths.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you feel better?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when do you start?
Not next week, but the week after.
Very good. So what are you going to do the rest of your time? See some mates?
Yeah, probably.
Well, listen, it's really good to speak to you, because a lot of people were on yesterday as a follow-up asking what you were going to do next. So I'm really glad you called up. Thank you.
That's all right.
Good to speak to you.
You too.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So far this week, we have been getting Grimmy used to doing these early mornings because as of September 24th, he takes over this show, 6:30 to 10, weekdays. So we've woken him up outside his house with a megaphone. We played Truth or Dare with him. We got him in again yesterday to do a headline game with him where he had to see which headlines or not have appeared in a paper or magazine about him. I saw Moyle's tweet yesterday. It's not fair. Stop getting him in. Let him have a couple more lions. I think it's all good to get him used to the hours.
I think it's important that we do get him used to the hours. You know,
and get you to know Nick Grimshaw a little bit better. So he's not in today, but we did make a call to him yesterday morning after the show. After a lot of work, we managed to convince Nick Grimshaw through his agency that he had a very important magazine interview to do. Now, we have bleeped out the name of the magazine, because it's a real one, to make it authentic, with this noise. So when you hear that noise, that's the name of the magazine, which we've just kind of cut out. So we got another Chris, who's working on the show this week, to call up Nick Grimshaw. He had an appointment for this phone call, this very important magazine interview, at 10:30 yesterday morning. So all he knew is it was a bloke from a magazine and they were going to ask him questions. Do listen to him struggle on this. So Chris calls him up, pretending to be a journalist from magazine. Only thing is, all of his questions were about Scott Mills. Just have a listen and see how long it takes Nick Grimshaw to realise that these questions aren't for him at all in this magazine phone call interview, which we completely made up, unbeknown to him.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Tim, please?
Hey, is that Grimmy?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tim here. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, it's a really bad line.
Yeah, I know, so we're on speakerphone here. How about if I move to there? Is that better?
Yeah, it's all right with you. Fine, it sounds really quackly.
So, you've been at Radio 1 for a fair few years now, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been there since 2008, maybe.
Do you think you're too old for this now, Nick?
What, for Radio 1?
Yeah.
No.
Why is that?
Because I'm not. I'm 28. I wish you were.
Radio 1's, like, it's worried about its age at the moment, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, but I don't think I'm too old for it.
Are you excited about moving to the new slot, then?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm really excited.
When does it all kick off?
24th September.
Good. And are you still on the wines, mate?
Am I still what?
Are you still on all the wine?
On the what?
On the wine. You know, you love wine, don't you?
Not really.
Sorry, I didn't write the questions, Nick. Let's move on. You must be used to the early starts. Cause you used to do earlies on Radio 1 for quite a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm fine getting up in the morning, actually. I've been, I did weekend breakfast for like 8 months or 9 months. And I'm fine with getting up in the morning. All this week, actually, I've been on Scott's show. He's been doing breakfast this week. And I've been doing my own shows. I've been finishing at midnight and getting up at 7 and having sort of 4 hours sleep. But I kind of more coherent when I've had less.
Remember, all these questions are about me.
So, Grimmy, you're well known for that white tea from the tan, of course. Do you think you'll keep them up when you're doing breakfast? Do you think you'll be able to stay on top of all that? Nice one. Right, I got a couple of questions about Edinburgh. We've got to be quick. I know your time's precious, mate. So, how was it being up in Edinburgh this year?
Yeah, it was great, actually. It was really fun. We were there for a week. It was like the third year that we've been up there, me and Scott, and we did a Fun and Filth cabaret, which is the second year of doing that.
Yeah, it was great, yeah. We were listening to the show in the office every day.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was really fun. It was really great. I love being out and about.
And your good friend David Hasselhoff was involved as well, wasn't he?
I know. He wasn't this year, actually. He did it last year.
Oh, okay. Sorry, must have had the research right. So, sorry, let's move on to another question. So, still on Edinburgh. Previously, you've done that musical about your life, haven't you? And you've done that stand-up performance as well. What were they like
Scott
to do?
Scott Mills did the musical, not me.
Oh, okay. Sorry, there's been some confusion here. Anyway, embarrassing, but you know, we'll move on. It's all fine.
Oh, no, that's right, yeah. Maybe Scott Mills likes the wines.
Oh, yeah, you know that's what's happened, hasn't it?
That's right. True, he likes white wine.
I've got a whole new page of questions. Let's get rid of that. Right, new page of questions. This is all about your childhood. So we just want to do a little extra bit on your childhood, if that's okay. So what was it like growing up in Southampton?
That's Scott Mills.
No, that's not Scott as well, is it?
Yeah.
You're from Southampton. I can hear it in your voice. You got that?
You can't hear it in my voice.
I know the line's a bit rubbish. Let's carry on. Right, so will you be bringing back Flirt Divert?
That again has got me old.
And just finally, Grimmy, this is just a personal one for me. I'm going to be playing the lottery this week. Can you see if my balls come out?
Did what?
When you're on the lottery this week, make sure my balls come out, yeah?
Okay, well done.
All right, thanks, Nick. Great speech here. Bye.
Bye.
Do you think he maybe knew at the end?
I think I like the moment that he twigged was with the wines.
Yeah. Ian. That could be Scott Mills as well, the wines. Does he know that was us yet? I'm not sure. No one's spoken to him.
No one told him.
I don't know. Anyway, that was fun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Hugh is coming live from Reading today and tomorrow. Yay. And Sunday from 1 p.m.
I just got a little thrill when you said Friday morning, because it's the Friday morning of Reading Festival.
I know. There's so many excited people on text and on Twitter waiting to come in.
Oh, so excited. And Leeds. It's got these massive, they're both equally brilliant. It's just that I'm at the campsite / hotel at Reading.
So are you at the site now, or are you in a glamorous hotel nearby?
Yeah, I'm just around the corner getting ready. But I DJed last night, Scott, in the campsite bit in the village.
Yeah.
And it was the hottest, sweatiest gig I've ever done. You know, you go to Zante to DJ.
Yes.
It was like Zante in Reading. It was so hot.
Well, like 40 degrees hot.
Like boiling hot, yeah. Exactly that. I think I lost about a stone in it.
I enjoy that because, like, you can DJ and lose weight at the same time.
Yeah. Brilliant, it's my kind of thing.
Right, so on your show today, who have you got coming in with you?
Well, definitely. Well, not just like dropping by, but actually co-presenting and doing links and all of that and doing my job. We've got Yumi at 6, they're coming in today. We've got Bombay Bicycle Club, who are on the main stage later on. The Maccabees, who are headlining the Radio 1 stage. And Foster the People are all on today.
So, Yumi at 6, Bombay Bicycle Club, Maccabees and Foster the People, not just coming in to do an interview, but actually helping Hugh talk between the records.
Yeah, and I'll need it because I'll be too excited.
You love Reading, don't you?
Oh, yeah, love it. Absolutely love it. My favourite weekend of the year.
Also, if that wasn't enough, there's going to be a special guest performance on the BBC introducing stage on each show as well.
Yeah, so we're not saying when or who. We know where, as you said, the introducing stage, but last year we had Ed Sheeran just turning up and doing a little acoustic thing, and Joy Formidable rocked up as well. So it's a big surprise, and we haven't told anyone, so listen out for that. And that's happening today, tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, so last year Ed Sheeran played live on the show and he got a massive crowd singing every single word. So we can't say who it is, but on the BBC introducing stage, which you'll be able to hear on Radio 1 and see on the website, a special guest performance. Have you got any clues?
Oh, do you know what? Producer Tash will kill me if I say any clues.
Oh.
I can't do anything. The clue is they're a band who are playing elsewhere on the Reading site and are too big to play the BBC introducing stage, but we've persuaded them to anyway.
So it's a big band?
Oh, massive, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be good, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Feeling fresh on a Friday morning? Chris, not so much. Have you brushed your teeth yet?
I'm okay. Have you had a wash? Good. Well, no, I've been on this show.
That's because last night, he stayed at the YMCA. He's noticed there's a youth hostel right next door to Radio 1, so stayed in it with three boys he'd never met before.
I think technically... Well, no, that sounds weird as well. I mean, like, it's not like I was out with them or anything. It was...
And were you bottom?
I was bottom bunk,
yeah.
Yes.
technically it probably wasn't the YMCA, but all the same,
it was a youth hostel.
Yeah.
You want to come to the sauna?
No.
You need to watch that film this weekend. You're like, you sure there was no Slovakian girl on the entrance?
There was, I mean, there was one reasonably attractive girl on the reception.
I'm sure it's perfectly safe to say in those places. Well, I know it is.
Well, it is, yeah.
Because you're alive.
It was really good value.
But
and
just when you've seen that film, it's just like, oh, God, that could be me. Lured in by a top-heavy Eastern European lovely.
Right.
You want to come to the sauna? Now, we need to talk about this picture of me.
What picture of you?
Right. I sent this to you last night, or were you too busy in the YMCA?
Yes, I do know the one you mean. Right. I haven't given it full attention, though.
A lot of people say I've got one of those faces, like, I look like a lot of people. However, even I have to admit, I really do look like this picture. Someone sent me a screen grab of something they were watching last night. This is on the Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter now, at BBC R1 if you want to have a look. It's me in the 1966 film Batman, and...
Sorry, I've just seen this picture.
I am blatantly the Riddler.
You are the Riddler. This is incredible.
I wasn't alive then. But it is, it really looks like me.
It's actually you.
You know how all the time we say I look like Ellen DeGeneres? That has got nothing on this. It's the absolute spitting image of me.
Yeah.
I'm there next to, who am I next to?
Oh, loads of people have got to like this. This is incredible. You're next to the Joker.
Next to the Joker, yeah.
But it's you.
Obviously, I think Batman, the old Batman film was on the TV last night and someone just like paused it. And took a picture, and we've put the picture now on the Radio 1 Facebook, look up Radio 1 on Facebook, or at BBC R1 on Twitter. Normally I would deny, I would deny that anything looks like me, but it is, literally is me. It's scary to watch.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The worrying thing is, I've looked up slightly older pictures of the Riddler from that film in 1966, and that is going to be me, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a glimpse into your future.
In the same way that looking at Hugh Grant now is what you'll look like in 10 years. About a Boy was on again last night.
Nearly
that's you.
1,800 likes.
Seriously, on Facebook.
Bonkers.
Wow.
It's just an excuse to play them, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. We'll get 2,000 soon. Holy cow.
Pow.
Pow. Right, loads of you spotted this from last night. I never knew that so many people watched The Hotel Inspector on 5. My Twitter was flooded with this. Hotel Inspector, of course, is where they go around to a failing hotel and try to make it attractive to people again and try and get people to stay there. And this hotel was run by a lovely lady called Muff. So for a quick Oh What's Occurring round, how many times in last night's Hotel Inspector, spotted by thousands of you, thank you for that, did they say the word muff?
Okay, I'm going to go 15 times.
15 in 1 hour?
Yeah.
That's the name of the owner of the place that we're trying to turn around the fortunes of from last night's Hotel Inspector. Let's find out.
Muff. Muff has been the face of the Godolphin Arms for almost 30 years.
The nickname Muff, so embarrassing. I even get letters addressed to Muff Newkey.
Muff has been inspired to create a welcome pack for guests. Muff's business trip. Can Muff make a splash? Muff has some way to go. Muff must make her hotel a step on Newquay's tourist trail. Muff's business trip. Will Muff be more of a shark at the Sea Life Centre? With Muff now on a roll, Muff has proved she does have at least half an eye for business. Muff's new business brain, Muff's office. Muff has taken her eye off the ball and could be leading the Godolphin Arms down a blind alley. Muff and her staff could soon find the Godolphin Arms on its knees. Alex now wants Muff.
Everything we do for Muff. Muff has very high standards. It's got to be clean. It's got to be all fresh. It's got to be nice.
Muff's guests are getting much more than they bargained for. Muff's money pot. Alex wants Muff to start attracting some of Newquay's more profitable visitors. Muff has finally agreed to start charging for extras. Muff, Margaret, Muff, Ashwood, Muff. Although Muff may have reined in the portion sizes, now it's time for Muff to reveal what the rest of the day holds in store. As part of her package deal, Muff Alex wants to check Muff has done her sum. Muff's plan is to end the package with a barbecue.
Muff, like everybody, needs all the help she can get.
Muff's called upon some of her new partners, so has Muff done enough? Muff has got the thumbs up.
Everything we do for Muff.
Wow. You're way off.
Yeah, massively so.
There were 62 Muffs.
No way.
If you said 62, give yourself... Actually, have 20 Scott Mills points. Well worth it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for Innuendo Bingo. If you can get to a computer or your laptop, put it on the Radio 1 website now. Innuendo is about to happen. Hello, we're on the cameras. Streaming live at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Last one of the week, so let's make it a good one. Danny Howard, who's never played bingo before.
Ever.
It's going to be good.
I've never been on the cameras before.
Can't Have you wait. Not?
This is exciting.
I know. It's like I'm being on telly and everything.
Everything.
So, we've got the waters.
Yes, we have.
Do bear in mind that Chris hasn't brushed his teeth this morning. Because
oh,
he stayed at
Why
the YMCA.
Be nice.
You already said it on the air earlier to loads of people.
Chewing gum was on. It's all good.
Yeah, even though this is my innuendo bingo initiation, please don't be spraying it all over me.
Why not?
I've got to go out this morning.
Well, what are you doing this morning? Buying clothes?
Yes.
Well, then you're
fine then.
Buying clothes for Creamfields.
Okay. I don't want either of you to hold back because it's the last one of the week and it's Danny's first time, so Chris, you know what to do. Okay. Water, please. Fill your cheeks. Mm-hmm. There is a bin there. But don't use it. Hello, if you're playing along at home. Let us know if you're watching on 81199. First one, let's go over to Railway Walks. And someone's got really... happy memories of a fishing trip.
I go on and on quite a lot about my first trout tickling experience.
Chris is gone.
Yeah.
Danny's still holding it.
I go on and on quite a lot about my first trout tickling experience.
Just imagine it.
Think about it. Trout tickling. Come on, Danny. Fine? You fine? Okay. Very good. Well held. Next time, get him. More water, please. He's filling his cheeks again. David from Sydney has spotted this. And BBC News have been finding out why music makes people so excited.
Listening to a whole album like this really brings out something new, for me anyway.
Will you move tonight?
Yeah. I get moved every time I come.
No hands, Danny.
No hands, Danny.
How just spit it out.
You're ridiculous.
He's playing well.
Weird.
Really weird. Oh, hang on. I think we lost him there. It's okay to spit.
Don't be afraid.
There's no shame in it.
There's no shame.
Okay.
He's all right.
He's fine. Right, David's been on. He spotted this one. Over to the Today programme on Radio 4. There's nothing worse for a newsreader than when they have trouble... getting their mouth around something.
The chief executive, Paul Walsh, is on the line from their headquarters. I expect there to be chinking glasses or corks popping, should I say.
I was trying so hard to go the whole game without spitting.
Finally lost Danny there.
Bit of my face there, Danny.
Some corks popping there.
The chief executive, Paul Walsh, is on the line from their headquarters. I expect there to be chinking glasses or corks... corks popping, should I say.
I've actually got his face. I'm so sorry, Chris.
That's all right. Good one. That's what you need to do more often. Okay. And Emma from Reading spotted this one. It's one of our favourites from the Olympics.
Another group of cyclists. There's a red helmet. There's a purple helmet.
I knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah. We've played that one
That's
before.
One of my favourites.
It's always a good one. Hello, Sarah in Bournemouth, who's watching for the first time in work. Joe in Lincoln, is Krista wearing the same pants for Innuendo Bingo?
What do you mean?
Are you?
What? Yeah, obviously. Yes. I didn't bring a spare pair to the hostel, did I? Like,
you want to come to the sauna?
Right. I think I've made a bit of an error wearing grey pants here.
Oh. Kirsty says that Danny Howard is a babe.
Oh, thank you, Kirsty.
More water, please.
And now over to BBC Parliament.
And now, Chris, when we get to the House of Lords, the Royal Commission will greet the House of Commons by doffing their hats. What is the secret of a good doff?
Well, I can think of two things. The first secret is good timing. When you've got more than one person doffing, they need to do it together. Second secret, I think, is to keep the body still. I think it's all about the arm action. I think if you try to doff and bow at the same time, particularly in a sitting position, you can get into a bit of a tangle.
Good work, everyone. Danny sprayed first there.
He did.
He's getting right into the spirit of it now.
What's doffing?
I don't know. Something parliamentary that we don't know about. Okay. And more water, please. We don't have time for any more music now, but I think we should just carry on.
Mm-hmm.
A classic from earlier in the week, which I'd like to replay again. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Technical challenges are judged blind, meaning that Mary and Paul will have no idea whose barber they are biting into. Mary and Paul will have no idea whose barber they are biting into.
I hate it when that happens. Okay. More water, please.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Over to Caribbean Cops. What a show. And this female cop is getting very annoyed about someone getting too close to her.
Do not come
you
in my
face. You have to look in your face.
Do not come in my face.
You know when people just get too close?
Do not come in my face.
Oh, Danny, you're looking
you've got my
wet
face
through
now.
Sorry.
Okay. Another one?
Yes.
I've got one more and then an all-time classic for you, and then it'll be Fern Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready, Fern. Loads of you saw this on Come Dine With Me. And this dinner party seems to have gone very well.
Here it is, Thai pork balls with chilli and coriander dips. You all right there, Angie?
Your balls have really caught the back of my throat.
Love this game.
Oh, sorry,
love,
wet.
Love Come Dine With Me.
Here it is, Thai pork balls with chilli and coriander dips. You all right there, Angie?
Your balls have really caught the back of my throat.
Okay. Another one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Madge off Neighbours on MasterChef.
Did you get a bone there?
No.
What was that, Madge?
Did you get a bone there?
No.
Danny's gone. Oh. And one more. I've got an all-time classic. This is one of my all-time favourites from ever since we've been playing this game. Let's head over to Gardener's World.
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
What happened there?
I'm trying so hard not to do that one.
Oh, Danny. Go and clean yourself up. You've got a show to do today and tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello there, Scott Mills free download listeners. Sorry to intrude into your ears at this stage. My name is Matt Edmondson. I also have a free download, which, cryptically, you can download for free, available from the BBC Radio 1 website. You know how to get there. Or from your favourite fruit-based music download store, which you can subscribe to. It's quite good. I would say that I'm biased, but judge for yourself. What did you think about the bit with Christopher Biggins and the cannon?
Showstopper.
At one stage, I thought the show was going to be stopped because they seemed to have to lubricate him out of it. But I thought it was still very moving. Stacey Solomon impresses us with her knowledge on Mastermind. Your name, please?
Stacey Solomon.
And your chosen charity?
Jacobs Creek.
OK, let's start the clock. If one person were to flirtatiously engage in conversation with another, they would be said to be making a what at them?
I don't know. Pass.
Correct. So that's the Matt Edmondson Show podcast. Good luck spelling it. Download it now for free. It's a free download.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.